Welcome to this week's edition of Night Train Poetry in Motion with me, Neil Fagan. Your midweek 30-minute ride of spoken word poetry. There's no chat, no comment, just kick off your shoes and live in the moment. Tickets at the ready, take a ride to a place in your mind with no place to hide.
The world is spiraling out of control. It's so easy for you to sell your soul for money, for fame, for both. The government's telling lies under oath. Police are killing those they were meant to protect, doing what they want, not doing what's correct. All these lies they want us to believe. What they don't want is for us to succeed. Rather see us in jail or dead, on the streets, not stacking up our bread. This is not what God put us here for. Racism, segregation, and war. Does peace and equality even exist? Why is it so hard for us to coexist? Why do we look down on those who have less? Why not help those who are in distress? It's crazy how pieces of cream paper can change people so, ruin families and turn the best of friends into foes. Life is so much more than just the things you can buy. You can't take that stuff with you when you say goodbye.
In this world of pen and tongue around the globe, wars lost or won, be them family or close friends, love can cool as enemies end. When words spew forth without restraint, relationships crumble as gossip taints. Tame this tiny killer rudder, dam an ocean waves in motion. Contain a blazing forest fire, scattering victims in commotion. Yes, with earnest effort and desire, responsible and accountable, inspired, for which the haughty fail to aspire. Curbed by a bridle tongue of respect, high-stepping dishonor by careful circumvent, an honest try to squash a lie or bragging sparks flung high to die. Before irreparable damage does prevent, healthy relationships and joyful content should be our endeavor to our utmost degree. Don't you agree? False witness and slandering against our brothers invalidates our Creator's decree for all to dwell together in unity. Reviling and apostasy cannot bubble forth consistently with blessings spoken persistently as sweet water with bitterness to any degree. So as teachers and instructors, we must concern ourselves with truth taught, always our goal to earn the approval of the highest, of him all must learn, using the tongue of the taught ones and in wisdom discern that words venomously expressed in hatred do burn.
Lovers Without Borders by Audre Marie. I've said that I'm open in relationship. Something about roots with wings. Something about no borders. Something about being free. In fact, the ink hasn't even dried on those words yet. I'm about to strike them right through. I am an explorer. Some explorers die, you know. They venture into lands that change them, change how they touch with their hands, until it's not only the landscape that's different, but also their skin. I've called myself free, living and loving in the moment, shirking the idea of home, in favor of giving those that I love space to roam. I wondered if I was robbing them of something more. Yes, stolen was our own feeling of beauty and freedom and worthiness. Turns out, acting free doesn't actually set you free. a veil goes up between you and me to shield from these other stories, waiting for the scent of our curiosities to fade. Me, contained within a compartment of you, wherever it is that you store us, and you, contained within a compartment of me, I keep tearing down my walls to set you free. I'm learning. I have learned that I can't live here. This isn't freedom. We took a wrong turn somewhere along our way. I can't pretend anymore. I can't call all this space between us and our walls liberty or love. Freedom in love feels like jumping, eyes wide open, deep into the other, breaking down walls with four hands, not two. No fear of that fall. No concealing, all revealing until whatever it is that lays deep within is no longer buried, hidden under skin. I see you. Who you are when no one is watching. And you see me. Who I am. Honestly and truly, rent this veil. Give me entrance to your holy of holies. Then I'll clothe myself in you, and you'll clothe yourself in me. This daily knowing seems beyond our grasp. An ocean and miles of land by between us, vast. So, I'm letting go. But I hope you'll remember as we part what freedom is. No barriers. Not between you and every other. But no barriers. Between you and your lover.
Marco Castellan. Word formation. There it lay, still dry before the lick, a little cloud of air on the lip, just before everything changed, just before everything was said. The moistening, a ratification of what will follow, a ritual, before the word comes, before the arrival. If I could hold on to nothing, to the promise of the later, and float there on the tide between deaf and happy, and not having to wait, but simple be. Full grown, but not born, immersed, but not lost, would I ever scatter my questions? Marilyn Ward. And she shone, her glory rising in the morn, beams falling on all surrounding, extending her joy, for she was sunlight, radiant in her beauty, bringing life to all.
Evil knocks hard upon my door, wanting me to answer again once more. Looking for me when I feel weak, knowing that darkness is what I seek. It whispers sweetly in my ear the words it wants me to hear. Have nothing left to put up a fight. I'm starting to think, maybe it's right. Tired of just existing in this life, I'm looking for the sharpest knife. It calls to me, he don't want you, this is true. Come to me. I have plans for you. Use the blade, come be my slave, or we will see if you he saves.
My writing flows in shades and hues, sometimes greens and sometimes blues. Sometimes my feminine side I must reach, and write in pastels of pink and peach. Sometimes I write silver, on rare occasions gold. I sit there and witness their magic unfold. But black is the colour I write in the most, without shade or hue, only depth like a ghost of a memory that lies there in wait, a condemned man at the gallows awaiting his fate. Sometimes I write poetry, sometimes I write from the gutter. The horror will always be my bread and butter. It feeds my necessity to play in the dark, to create monsters whose bite is much worse than their bark, to summon demons with just a few strokes of my pen, and then banish them all back to hell once again. To create life and take it on a whim like the gods, to tamper with the dice and manipulate the odds. Writing is my mistress and irrepressible lover. She's my wife, my children, my father, my mother. It makes me whole, it makes me complete. It's my life, my soul, my bitter and sweet. It's the air that I breathe, it's the food I digest. It's that sinuous muscle that beats in my chest. It can take me on adventures into far off places. I can paint pictures with words of memories and faces. I've written about 13-year-old heroines who kill zombies with pencils, to be or not to be, are cinnamon's credentials. I've written of joys and I've written of sorrows. I've written of the past and of far off tomorrows. I'm a little unorthodox, I'm a little unhinged. I've written of things that will make some people cringe. So give me a pen and some paper to write, and let me take you on a journey into the depths of the night. Then I'll bring you back with the sweetest of odes, about fairies and unicorns and smooth-talking toads. And watch as the light gleams off my cold, sharp box cutter, because horror will always be my bread and butter.
Who are you to judge me? What gives you that right? You made me this dark force to foil against your light. You banished me from heaven and you locked your pearly gates. I used to be your right-hand man, now Michael's in my place. Your philosophy is forgiveness. God, you're such a hypocrite. I pleaded I was sorry, but what did I get for it? You cast me from the blue skies down into this hellfire. But I've overcome it now and I've made it my empire. So you can keep your heaven now. It's much more fun in hell. You won't believe the souls who try to get in here as well. But I only take the bad ones. I've such a waiting list. To show there's no hard feelings, I'll let you keep the rest. Why don't you come down and visit me? I still consider us as friends. And I'll even throw a party so that we can make amends. You can bring along your lad Jesus. But for Christ's sakes, forget the crucifix. Just call me on me mobile phone. Me number's 666. Now, sorry, God, I've got to go. I'm a busy man, you see. I can never seem to find the time in this short eternity.
And the troops go marching proudly by as she wipes a tear from her weary eyes. The one that she seeks, she will never again hold. For he died at his post. He was 30 years old. The colors fly high on a cool autumn breeze as man and boy march with well-practiced ease. So glad to be home after being so brave, with flags overhead and not covering their graves. She can bear it no longer as tears start to flow down pale, damp cheeks as she sways to and fro. Too much of their blood spilled on foreign fields as the whim of the tyrants and their deadly deals. Friends hold her up with compassion and love, and so many look down from the heavens above, surrounded by many who share in her grief, but the feelings yield little by way of relief. And the troops go marching with heads held high, ribbons on tunics for brave deeds gone by, but each feels the loss of their friends and their kin, and trauma buried deep beneath a mask now so thin. They've experienced things that just shouldn't be done, in the name of freedom, down the barrel of a gun. The memories will haunt them for the rest of their lives as they try to return to their children and wives. But in truth and reality, how can any return to their previous lives after all they have learned? No love and compassion, no laughter and smiles can replace what was lost across many long miles. They've all left behind their innocent souls, dead and buried in deep desert holes, leaving them drained and with aching hearts for a love and a life that has been torn apart. And the troops go marching so silently by on streets lined with people cheering and cries. But she turns her back on this painful parade, wishing time could roll back and her son would be safe. And there's rage in her heart for the tyrants who sent so many to their deaths, so much blood spilt and spent, as they cover their coffers, their spoils of war, like ghouls in the shadows keeping count of their score, rubbing their hands and patting their backs, lying and cheating and covering their tracks. Another quick round in their wretched games, the dice from the dealer dishing out death and pain. The survivors will never sleep soundly again, for the loss and the scars will always remain, the ghosts of their past ever present and near, taunting as they sink in depression and fear. And the troops go marching so slowly by, some holding back, some with tears in their eyes. For the nightmare lives on in the world far and wide, where so many remain and so many have died.
Of sky, pallid of blues, lonelier clouds, foam shaded hues, a temptation to fly, birds do it with ease, Icarus tried with wax, Daedalus displeased, spells of teary eyes await those in flight, Orville rode the skies, not a feather in sight. Race us to the moon, never to know why. I guess just to do it, insanity wants to fly. Sit me in the old bus, smells make me frown. A bit slower, I trust, but not so far down.
Hi, Neil. Hi, everyone at Scribble. This is Scribble's version of the Dead Poets Society, and this is our first outside broadcast. And I'm actually finding myself today in the Lake District in the UK, which is one of the UK's most beautiful national parks. I'm standing at the foot of something called Arnside Knot in the area of Silverdale. And if I can describe the view below me, it is absolutely stunning. I'm at the top of, well, I'm halfway up the knot, which is like limestone sort of knot with trees scattered all over it with scrubs of grass. And I'm looking down on a vale, which is, below me is a farm and some cows. And the mist is absolutely stunning. I'm just watching this mist move across up the vale. And in the middle of the vale, there is something called Arnside Tower, which looks like some sort of medieval castle tower. And it's like shrouded in this mist, and it looks something like it's out of a fairy tale. It's amazing. And the reason I find myself here for our first Dead Poets Society meeting, we're going to sort of talk about a resident of the lakes, none other than the famous William Wordsworth. And he was out one time in the lakes having a stroll around here in a similar area to where I find myself today. And he came across something that I've just come across now in this field, and that is daffodils. Yeah. I'm sitting here looking at a sort of fairly large group of daffodils, and he sort of like was struck by this, and he wrote a poem which has gone on to become one of his most famous poems. So I thought I'd share that with you in this location. So join me now, maybe close your eyes, and picture yourself in the vale that I'm standing in front of these daffodils that I'm looking at the moment. I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on higher over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. And waves beside them danced, and they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought that wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. So I'm going to spend just a few more moments here, watching these daffodils, soaking in this view, and enjoy myself in the Lake District. I'll catch you all next week, everybody, when I'm back in the studio. But in the meantime, Neil, back in the studio, back to you.
Well, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the journey on the Night Train Express. Until next week, as we say on the Scribble Show, may your God or your gods go with you. Thank you for listening.